Saul Steinberg was renowned for the covers and drawings that appeared in The New Yorker for nearly six decades. He was equally acclaimed for the drawings, paintings, prints, collages, and sculptures he exhibited internationally in galleries and museums. Steinberg crafted a rich and ever-evolving idiom that found full expression through these parallel careers, making no distinction between high and low art, which he freely mingled. Steinberg grew up in Bucharest, the son of a manufacturer of decorative boxes, attending secondary school there. In 1933, he departed for Italy, where he enrolled in the Regio Politecnico in Milan to study architecture. To supplement a modest stipend from his parents, he began to contribute cartoons to the Italian humor newspaper Bertoldo. In 1938, anti-Semitic racial laws in Italy forced him to seek refuge elsewhere. For a harrowing two-year period, he tried to obtain a visa for another country, finally arriving in the U.S. in July 1942, after spending a year in the Dominican Republic. Through an agent in New York, his drawings began to appear in several U.S. periodicals. His first drawing in The New Yorker was published in October 1941. In 1959, Steinberg purchased a house on the east end of Long Island on Old Stone Highway in Springs that became a refuge from his busy New York life and where he began to spend more time after the mid-1960s. The house is across the road from artists Costantino and Ruth Nuvola, who remained among his closest friends, and he was embraced by the artistic community. He and art critic Harold Rosenberg, who began to write for The New Yorker in 1963, were neighbors in Springs. It was a daily symposium, Steinberg remarked, and we had no hecklers and no interruptions. The prolific period around 1970 saw the addition of sculpture to Steinberg's output in the form of drawing table reliefs known as the Table Series. Upright compositions filled with carved and painted trompe l'oeil wood objects, representing the implements of his trade, the things in his studio, the food on his plate, and even reiterations of his own work, past and present. The slow relief sculpture from the early 1980s includes a carved matchbox, knife and slice of bread, as well as a painting that recalls Steinberg's military and transportation theme works from the 1940s and 50s.